It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, for his compassion, they say, are not. But last time I read my Bible, it told me that I ran into mercy every morning. I don't know about you, but that's good news to know that he's a God of mercy. He's rich in mercy. Come on, don't you ever need it? I know I need his mercy. I know that I sometime lay before him and tell him I'm falling at your mercy. Amen. I'm at the mercy of the court. You know, that's when you know that you deserve something. That's right. You deserve a certain sentence. You deserve a certain judgment. Amen. But you're asking the court to have mercy on me. Well, thank God that every time I wake up, I meet new mercy. Thank God that not only do I wake up with mercy, but David let me know that goodness and mercy, it follows me all the days of my life. God must have known that I would not always measure up and do everything that I'm supposed to do, yet he is rich in mercy. And to him be all the glory. That's what Pastor Benny used to say. And to him be all the glory and the praise. God is a God of fellowship. He's always looking for communion with you. And that's why I want you to go ahead and invite whoever you need to invite. Tell them to come on this prayer line. Come on. Go ahead and call them and tell them get on. Get your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, and tell them to come on and get on this prayer line. Let's be adamant about prayer. Let's be passionate about prayer. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. So come on, let's go ahead and send out to your mama, send out to your daddy, to your sister and your brother, and tell them they need to get on here because prayer changes things, you know. And I want you to hear that. What prayer does is superimpose what God has already declared into heaven on earth. You know, God has already done things in the heavens. Everything is already finished in heaven. That's why he sat down. He's seated. But yes, even though it's finished in heaven, we need it to manifest on earth. And prayer is the vehicle that releases it from the heavens unto the earth. Now, I am so enlightened and so blessed by something that someone just said to me. And when they said it to me, it just really made something come alive in me. But I want you to know that I've been in the middle of teaching at KCC about this sin consciousness and how some of us are so sin conscious. You know, the minute you do wrong, you think you got to beg for God's mercy and beg for God's grace. And if that's what you need to do, you can do that. But I want you to see something that I never thought about. And Pastor Butler, if you're on this line, it's really going to bless you. Prepare yourself to do one prayer point. And then when you get done doing your prayer point, I'll come in and I'll finish it off. But I want to say this, and I think it was so profound, I mean so powerful, that I've never thought about, that when Adam sinned, God never came in the garden talking to Adam about his sin. God came in the garden looking for fellowship like he normally does. It was Adam who went and hid himself. God said, Adam, where you at? He was used to communing with him, fellowshipping with him in the cool of the day, every day. God was not sin conscious. Adam was. He said, I went and hid myself because I was naked. Uh-oh, who told you that? So I want you to see that when I fail, he is still looking for communion with me. Hallelujah. When I fail, when I mess up, when I do wrong, he is still looking to see if I'm going to meet you in that same place that I met you at yesterday. You might have messed up, but will I see you at 6 in the morning? You might have messed up. Will I see you at 6 p.m.? Don't think you got to stay away from me for 30 days because you did something wrong. Uh-uh, because I'm still coming to look for you in that same place. My God, that is profound. I did that to let you know that no matter what happens in your life this week, what happens in your life next week, what happens, God, I want you to set a time, a prayer time with God. 6 o'clock, it's ours this week, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., and stay on it. And keep on meeting him. Keep on coming to him. Keep on communing with him. Keep on fellowshipping with him. And don't remind him of what you did. Remind him of who you are because of what he has done. and you walk in that righteousness. My God, what a powerful revelation. I'm going to give it to you, Pastor Butler, and then we're going to go straight into prayer. You take your prayer point, and then I'll take it from there. That's profound. Go ahead, Pastor Butler.
My God, amen. I'm doing gorilla flips and cheetah stumps, Pastor. That's a word, and we give God the glory for it. Ali, what a mighty word, amen, that we're receiving from the voice and the mouth of God. We give God praise. More grace to you. Listen, listen, the pastor had given us Psalms 70, and I have just been bathing in this Psalms. It has been, amen, strengthening me, and I want us to, amen, do a prayer point out of Psalms 70. Listen to what the word of God said. The word says in Psalms chapter 70 and verse number 1, make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Verse 2 said, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Oh, glory. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that they say, aha. We are praying the prayer, return to sender. That's right. Return to sender. Every negative, every, amen, ungodly, every demonic, amen, inclusive word that have been sent from the courts of hell through people, situations, or circumstances, we are returning it back to sender because we declare this month to be the better. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, today we bless you, we honor you, and we glorify you, your majesty, because if you be for us, who can or what can be against us? We thank you, Lord, that you are an ever very present help in the very time of trouble. God, and it's in you that we are secure. We are, Lord, kept by your power. Hey! And Lord God, we are strengthened by your might. Father, we decree and declare, hallelujah, Father, make haste this week, hallelujah, before this week is out, turn our delivery, God. Deliver us from every occasion that the enemy plot, plan, ploy, device, every Lord Jesus Christ, subtle and subliminal, Lord Jesus, message that the enemy may send to confuse, bind, and stop and block us from not reaching our potential and all the things that you have set for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Make haste, oh matchless wonder. Hallelujah. To turn it back to them in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now that everyone in every demonic, Lord, cohort, every demonic, Lord Jesus Christ, ally, everyone that sits with the regions of the damned, and Lord, bids evil towards our house, towards our family, towards our husband, towards our wife, towards our children, towards our grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, toward KCC Houston, KCC Jacksonville, KCC Charlotte, hallelujah, towards our pastor, Prophet Brian Kahn Jr. Father, we decree and declare they are brought into confusion now. They are brought into delusion now. They are confounded, and we return back to the enemy. Hallelujah. Bless God. Whatever plot or ploy he has set, thank you. We shall not worry, nor fear, nor fret. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and the sound mind. We execute now. Hallelujah. As the officers of the court of heaven, we execute right now, and we bring into custody every lying lip, every spirit of anger, hallelujah, every anguish and anxiety, in the name of Jesus, we bring it into arrest right now, hallelujah, and we decree and declare that it is ineffective and inefficient, amen, in our lives. Thank you this month, Lord, that we are receiving the better. All opposition, all resistance, every adversary, how about? My God, I feel your presence. Thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that they are bound from the head to the toe. Thank you, every tongue, hallelujah, that rise up against us, we judge it now. And every tongue that's against our prophet, our man of God, our teacher, and the voice that brings heaven and earth together for KCC. Father, every tongue that speaketh not, hallelujah, positive, glorifying you, hallelujah, for the things you're doing in him. Hallelujah, we decree and declare, let it be cleaved to the roof of their mouth. Let them be confused with confusion. Let them, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, be turned back with shame. Thank you right now, Kota. Thank you for everyone that have been receiving this month, this week, hallelujah, from the prophetic voice of your man of God that you have placed as our leader. Father, we thank you for the spirit of encouragement that you have placed in our bosom because of what we're receiving. Thank you for the liberty. Hey, hey, hey. Woo, glory. My God, I'm getting excited, Jesus. Thank you for the liberty that you are putting in the people of God. Thank you for the chains that you are breaking of religion. Hallelujah. Thank you for delivering us hastily. Make haste, oh God. Deliver your people now. Those that are, Lord, downtrodden. Those that are confused. Those that are down, Lord Jesus. Let these prayers become an elevator to lift them out of the spirit of despondency, out of the dungeon of discouragement. Hallelujah. We return it back to sender. We discourage the discourager. We broke our shop. We sabotage the saboteur. Iman Kodapa. We send an intercontinental ballistic spiritual supernatural. Hallelujah. Warhead missile. Hallelujah. And blow up every foul spirit that does not speak according to this word. You said if it's not according to this word, it's because they have no light in them. Thank you, Kaya. Oh, continue to bless our prophet in the name of Jesus. And it is so. Oh, Kaba.
Mala, Mala Mandala.
Leba, Soto.
Lebrondolo Kuta, right where you are, begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Libankala Baladudiri Alabanda Labasa. It's right where you are. Open your mouth and release the language of your spirit. Mekado, Robo, Satu, Lamanda. Ah, Shere, Eka, Lakalamondolo Kusa, Ende, Ishno, Ishnamo, Ishkanamakuma, Indelebia, Ale, 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 Ishkano, Oba, Ali, Ilian Kalamaya, Kamanadidi Alamanda. Pray in the spirit, right where you are. Begin to release the language of your spirit and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. When you don't know what to pray, the Spirit itself maketh intercession. Let the Spirit of God pray through you now. Yata, yata nama, yanta namosi, ilamandalakia, likalabandala bokurala bahaja, zelevo, robosatu lemende, rebeki kankalamaya, linuni miampala lamosite, yelebe kebondala bokurala bahaja. Jalaba kuvanzia, zelebe klesala mantoro mohoya. Ninuni miki enkelele mandala labaya. Yaladosh, yaladosh, yaladoshne, yeledi ankalama. Lita nuni miki enpele de bosa. Labasika, labasika labasoto leleme. Litala, roboso kolondele, minunimi, minunimi kiankaramaya. Yenkerebe ikanda labasha. Yatara maso, oba shara, yebe, bekebe ankala mandele esomo, mutonuni, mikenini, likendele lebede di alaba shata, ha, shata, hey, eba, sikabo, mikala mandala kushna, yembe, yembede dia, landele kikala basatolo, robo sotuna, mikuni mikivendele de klesala. Zikelelelelebeche, lebanda, lebanda la kuta, likande leba sito lema, vikanuni miki vendelebe ekolobo, luka lalaba kasa, zatalaba okomonde lelebe sete. Isaiah chapter 7. Now I want you to understand this. Remember, It is very vital for you to understand the power of intercession. And it's about praying fervently and praying with passion and praying with desire. It's not just praying. You that's over here praying these lazy prayers, I can feel you in the spirit. You that are praying these lazy prayers that are not really interceding, I'm telling you right now, there's not going to be no breakthrough. There's not going to be no change. Ain't going to be no turnaround because your prayer is not effectual and fervent. Hallelujah. Yes. It looks like Elijah just said it ain't going to rain. But the Bible say he prayed that the heavens be shut up. And God honored that. And guess what? When it was time for the heavens to be open again, guess what he did? He prayed for God to open the heavens. And the heavens were opened again. Lift your voice right where you are. And we're getting ready to pray Isaiah chapter 7 verse 5. Where it says, because Syria, Ephraim, and the son of Remaliah have taken evil a counsel against thee. Let us go up against Judah and vex it. There are people who desire to vex you. There are individuals who are coming against you. They want to make a breach therein, and they want to set a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel. There are people who desire to vex you. Are you listening to me? They want to vex you. They want to get all in your spirit, make you upset, bother you, take your sleep, take your rest. They're individuals who've been sent from hell who desire to vex you. But the Bible says in verse 7, thus saith the Lord God, it shall not it shall not stand, neither shall it come to bear. We are praying right now that any evil counsel taken against us will not stand. Lift your voice and say, Father, I thank you. Come on, lift that right hand and say, Father, I thank you that any evil counsel taken against my house, my nation, my church, it will not stand. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I know according to your word, you said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I will condemn it. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. Father, today I pray that every evil counsel, every evil agenda, every evil plan, every evil plot, every evil scheme taken against me, taken against my house, taken against my family, taken against my church, taken against my name, taken against my reputation and my future. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not stand. All evil counsel by land, all evil counsel by water, all evil counsel by weather, all evil counsel by wind, by the oracles of man, I stand to declare that no divination, that no enchantment, that no incantation, no pronunciation of the enemy, no adversary, no premature death, no sudden destruction, it will not stand according to the word of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, every enchantment, every word curse, every wrong prayer spoken against my life, spoken against my children, spoken against my family, spoken against my husband, spoken against my daughter, spoken against my church, my business. Hey, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare. Hey, halabasheke, lekele mando, robo satuna, likelele mando labohotaya, labakasha. Yay. Father, I declare that the counsel of the enemy, it will not stand. I declare that my fear will not stand. My disappointment will not stand. I declare that any disappointment that is planned by the enemy, any heartbreak that is planned by the enemy, any torment that is planned by the enemy, any covenant that the enemy desires to destroy, any relationship that the enemy desires to interrupt, Father, in the name of Jesus, the plan of the enemy concerning my life, concerning my future, concerning my destiny, I declare that it will not stand, neither will it come to pass. According to the word of the Lord, according to your promise, I declare that no projection from the dark side will be able to stand. It will not come to pass. It will not stand, I declare that wherever they are gathering, whatever they are planning, whatever they are cooking, whatever they are scheming, it will not stand. Father, any manipulation of the weather against my life, against this country, against this nation, it will not stand. Any deployment of men, any deployment of women that are coming to hurt me, to hurt my house, to hurt my church, to hurt my nation, it will not stand. 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 Whatever you are planning, it will not stand. Your false prophecy, it will not stand. Your word curses will not come to pass. Your agenda to destroy my life, to destroy my future, to destroy everything that I'm supposed to have, to hinder my prophecy from coming to pass. Your plan against my finances, it will not stand. It will not stand. Any any projection against KCC, they halabosha, and its name, its reputation, and the ministry, it will not stand. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and pray and declare that it will not stand. The attack of the enemy against your finances, it will not stand. The evil projection from the dark side against your children that says they're going to die, that says you're going to die. The whisperings of the enemy that come to take your peace, it will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand in the name of Jesus. Lukushe, Likushe, Likushe, Yenkemende, Halaba, Alabosha, Lemandelekika, Mikaraboso Tolelebe, Rebede Bashata, Handeleme, Linana Makukundili Mikivala, Lala Lobosoto, Robosotuna, Ribiribikiken Kelebele Kreshtele Lebonta, La Talamaya, Robosukuribiki, Like Leman Kalaba. It will not stand. It will not stand. It will not stand. I command you to be removed. I command you to be destroyed by fire. I command you to be annihilated by force. Satan, if you gather your loins, you will be broken into pieces. I declare that your counsel, your meeting places, your court cases will not stand. Your agendas will not stand. Your plans will not stand. Concerning my children, concerning my family, concerning my wife, concerning my church, my business, my finances, my future, my legacy, my influence, whatever you are planning against my life, it will not stand. 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 It will not come to pass. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. Lift your voice, open your mouth, and break that thing and declare it will not stand in the name of Jesus. Hey, Yeba, Honomosha, Yeneme, Halabokoshe, Yenkelemal, Lalalababa Shata. One more prayer. Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 9, associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken into pieces. Give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand. For God is with KCC. For God is with Brian Karn. For God is with call your name. Whatever your name is, declare that God is with you. Ha! Halabo shike le mandalabasa. Mikendele balabasa. Raise your hands. Say in the name of Jesus, let them who scheme and gather together, for it is written, they shall not go unpunished. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are those in the workplace. There are those at the school. There are even those who are planted in the house of KCC who are scheming and gathering together. But Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare, according to your word, that whatever they are doing evil against the house, evil against your servant, evil against those who you are placed there, those who come to torment, those who come to harass and buffet, those who come to destroy me at my job, in my workplace, in my family. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever they are, I declare that they will not go unpunished. Father, anyone who devises my hurt, I command them to be broken in pieces. I command anyone who is planning my hurt, planning to destroy me, planning to hurt me, planning to kill me, planning to undermine me, planning to betray me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command them by the power of your word, by the covenant that you made with me in heaven. You told me, you said to me that whatever I speak, you will back it up. I stand on the covenant of your word that declares you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. I stand on the covenant of your word that declares, hey, you are God and you do not lie. I stand on the covenant of your word that says you do not change. And on that covenant, on that promise, on the account of that covenant, I declare that they will not go unpunished. They will be broken in pieces. Every conspiracy be broken in pieces in the regions of the sea, in the underworld. I command you now to take your counsel by heaven and earth, and I bring a halt to the counsel of the wicked. I command the counsel of the wicked to stop. I command it to stop. I command it to stop. I command it to stop. Every amount, shake, likamansha, shatalamo. You want to see me hurt? You will hurt. You want to see me destroyed? You will be destroyed. You want to see me stop? You will be stopped. I bring a halt to your plan. I bring a halt to your agenda. I reverse the curse. I command every arrow to boomerang, 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 bala, lenkelebe, lediala, lankala dubasa, libankile melekato, robo seleba, leba bala makata, lekatuba pakate. Gather, gather against KCC. You'll be broken in pieces. Gather against the house of the Lord. Gather against my mother, against my father, against my sisters and brothers. Gather against my children. You will be broken into pieces. Whatever you are planning to hurt us, I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it. I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Lobo, 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 lelelebelebeala, yandelebekuta la manda, inanana manzorobo, yerabasha kalamandia, ela mandolobo sotoleleme, membebebebebebe kibanzaya. So now, according to Acts chapter 10, that your prayer and your alms may go up as a memorial. Sow your seed now. Ye baby, ye baby, ye rabota da bada da basha. $ P B C J R Olo Mukoshna Menkelema Ilala Banshata. $ PBCJR. Elelebeke, Shebe, Kebe, Kebesha, Nekebe, Ekabosh, 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 Mikalaban, Sitalamanda, Robolo, Robo, Siteleme, Mikalamandele, Kirala Hazaya, Ziva de Huja, Ziva de Vohova la Hazia, Zandala Kitala Kantalamaya, Ndolobolobo Kubasha, according to Acts 10. So you see now, PBCJR or $ Kingdom City Culture. Da Musha. Or go to the website, briancarn.com, briancarn.org. But sow your seed in faith and believe God for a breakthrough. Believe God for the supernatural. We got prayer in the morning at 6 a.m. I'm telling you right now, that woman of God, God gave her a breakthrough because she went to the altar of KCC at midnight. There's a breakthrough at this altar at midnight. It's the gateway of time. It's when things are decided in the spirit at midnight. That's why Paul and Silas waited till midnight. They got all their rest and got ready at midnight to beat the devil down. I'm challenging every one of you. Let's give ourselves the prayer and intercession. Let's pray. Believe God for breakthrough and for change. And some of y'all be at prayer, y'all be so quiet. You got to break stuff. Stop being cute. Break some things up. Yes, Lord, I heard you. And it shall be even as God has said and even as the Lord has spoken. You are blessed today. You are favored today. I'm just trying to tell you that in the morning, he's going to be looking for you. And in the evening, he's going to be looking for you. Come on, let's get in prayer. Let's keep ourselves in place for prayer, for breakthrough, for change, for turnaround, because we know that this is the greatest season of our life. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. Are you listening to me? And because God is the greatest power, you'll never be defeated. All right? March 18th, 19th, plan to meet me in Atlanta for prayer. March 18th and the 19th, plan to meet me in Atlanta to pray for 10 hours, calling on Jesus. I love you, Houston. I love you, Charlotte. I love you. You are blessed. I see you in the morning at 6 a.m., and I'm excited about praying at going to the church to pray and interceding and believing God for breakthrough. You are blessed. More grace. Mikuni mikikentele mikle balalaba.